With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Fulton County District Attorney testifies in a Georgia court, testimony that may lead to her removal from an election case. Ed Donahue has more.
Trump wants Willis and her team off the case because of a romantic relationship with Nathan Wade, the man she picked to prosecute Trump.
There was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Willis pointed out Trump attorney Ashley Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy.
You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial.
Nathan Wade also admitted having sex with Willis during his separation from his estranged wife. I'm Ed Donahue.
A witness also testified that that relationship began in 2019, not 2022, as Willis said. Also at SRNnews.com, a year after the fact, President Biden will visit the Ohio town that was the site of a toxic train derailment.
More than a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed and spilled hazardous chemicals that caught fire in East Palestine, Ohio, the president will meet with residents and local officials. The White House defends the Biden administration's response to the accident, but Donald Trump, who visited the town shortly after the derailment, wrote on social media that it's an insult for the president to have waited so long.
Greg Cluxton reporting. The police chief in Kansas City says the Super Bowl parade shooting started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Police Chief Stacey Graves said two of the shooters were juveniles. Consumer spending is down more than expected. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that retail sales fell 0.8% last month. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, who is an atheist in this country?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a bill being considered by lawmakers, Tennessee would be the latest state to make it illegal for an adult to help a minor procure an abortion without parental consent. The legislation's part of a growing push among pro-life advocates to block pregnant teenage girls from crossing state lines to get the procedure. So far, Idaho has been the only state to enact an abortion trafficking law. This is SRN News. The race for governor in North Dakota is heating up.
Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller has announced her gubernatorial campaign, looking to succeed Republican Doug Burgum, who is not seeking a third term. Miller joins Congressman Kelly Armstrong in the GOP race. Republicans have held the North Dakota governor's office since 1992. North Dakota's dominant Republican Party will endorse candidates for state offices in April. The voters in the June primary will select candidates for November. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wisconsin lawmakers have passed bills designed to regulate artificial intelligence, joining a growing number of states grappling with how to control the technology before the November election. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would rather see President Biden stay in office as opposed to President Trump because a second Biden presidency would be better for Russia, he said. And he also said Biden is more predictable. More details at SRNnews.com.